Welcome to A Pastoral Approach, a site of blogs and podcasts intended to help you grow and be strengthened in the one true faith of Jesus Christ as we approach the day of His coming. We trust the Lord will add His blessing to this, the teaching of His most holy word.
Grace to you, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text this morning is from the letter of Hebrews, the first chapter. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets, but in these last days He has spoken to us by His Son, whom He appointed the heir of all things, through whom also He created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of His nature, and He upholds the universe by the word of His power. You, Lord, laid the foundation of the earth in the beginning, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will reign. They will all wear out like a garment, like a robe. You will roll them up like a garment. They will be changed, but you are the same, and your years will have no end. Thus far the text. My dear friends in Christ, Merry Christmas. This day, we celebrate the birth of the Savior who is Jesus Christ. He has come from the highest heavens in order to humble Himself, be born of a virgin, and take on our human flesh so that He would win for us salvation from all of our sins. For indeed this one, this Jesus, is the one who has long been prophesied. From the very beginning, God promised this one where He says to the serpent, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. This offspring of the woman is Jesus the Christ. And this Christ was to be born of a virgin, as it says in Isaiah 7. Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. And so the Lord chose Mary, a virgin teenager, to bear forth the Son of God, conceived by the Holy Spirit, yet bearing human flesh and blood. And Jesus was to be born in Bethlehem, as was prophesied in Micah 5. But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from of old, from ancient days. And so he was born in Bethlehem that Christmas day. The Christ would have a messenger appointed before him to prepare the way of repentance and the forgiveness of sins, as found in Isaiah 40. A voice cries in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. And so came John the Baptizer, preaching out of the wilderness and baptizing people for the repentance of sins in the River Jordan. This is the Christ, who has been prophesied for many thousands of years. But now the Lord is finally here. And God the Father need no longer speak to us about a Son who is coming, but rather that He would speak to us through the lips of His very Son, the Son of God who came. And so He does. And what is it that this Lord would speak? For indeed Hebrews tells us, long ago, at many times and in various ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets, but in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son. What is it that God the Father speaks through His Son? None other than this very infant boy, the babbling, gurgling Jesus, the little Jesus, would grow to take upon Himself the sins of the world. The Messiah came certainly to lead us into all truth, and by this Messiah, we would then learn the law and learn to love the law. The law of God is good, and it is eternal. It shall stand forever, just as the Lord stands forever. However, now in this sinful and sin-filled world, the law of God stands to accuse us. The law was delivered through the prophets of old, just as they prophesied of Christ. The law points out that we are sinners. The law points out that we are sinful, and in fact, and indeed, we are. We are grievous sinners, all of us. We are awful people. We are horrible friends and family. Think about it. Is your Christmas today going to go without issue? Is your Christmas today going to be filled with sharing galore? Is your Christmas today going to be the giving of gifts which are received ever so joyfully? Or is your Christmas going to have some arguments, some family squabbles? Is your Christmas instead going to be filled with a little bit of jealousy and strife? Is your Christmas going to be filled with children giving themselves over to their sinful nature? I don't want this, or I don't like this, or I wish I'd gotten something different. Even if it's not filled with these things, they'll happen, won't they? And won't they happen in every family across the globe, even on this Christmas day? Of course they will. For all have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. And the law clearly tells us this. The law tells us that we have broken the eighth commandment, not speaking well of our neighbor, our parents, our children, whoever, and instead just gossiping and snickering and being generally just unpleasant towards them. And the law tells us that we break the fourth commandment, showing us that we have disobeyed our parents, or that we haven't liked getting the good things, whatever they are, that they have given to us. The law tells us that we break the ninth and tenth commandments, showing us that we covet exactly what it is our neighbor has, instead of being happy they received it and helping them to keep it. As Gollum says, we wants it, and we wants it now. This is the law. The Messiah teaches us the law. But the Messiah doesn't stop there. In fact, the Messiah, Jesus the Christ, teaches us that the law is fulfilled by Him. For this is what God would speak through the mouth of the Messiah. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. This is the gospel. The gospel is the fulfillment of the law, not that you can do it, but that this Christ, the one who is born this day in the city of David, who is Christ the Lord, this one would die and be raised on the third day for the forgiveness of all of your sin. We no longer need to obey the law in order to win our salvation, for Jesus Christ has done that for us perfectly. He has obeyed this law perfectly. And so we trust in His obedience of Christ, this, for He has granted it all to us. And it continually comes to us, both in the declaration and proclamation, the preaching of the Word, and it comes to us in sacrament, the physical means with the Word Christ promised, which brings to us the effect of the cross, the forgiveness of our sins. But it doesn't end there, for indeed those who trust in the Messiah, those who have their hope in this Messiah, He shall come again. And even now He is coming to bring to us everlasting life and to resurrect these fragile and feeble bodies we have today. The Messiah who is born in Bethlehem this day is the Messiah who died on a hill in Jerusalem, is the Messiah who ascended from a hill in Bethany, is the Messiah who will return to this earth, ushering in a new heavens and a new earth, a new Jerusalem, a new kingdom of God, in order that we would live forever with Him in peace and harmony. For this is what Christmas is all about. It is not about you living in peace and harmony with your neighbors. It's not about you trying to give more this season. It's not about you trying to make yourself better. That's the law, and the law will not save you. Rather, Christmas is about the gospel. Specifically, it is about the Mass of Christ, the Christ Mass, the gift that keeps on giving, the gift that He has given to us in order to preserve us unto that last day when Christ will return and remake all things. For only Christ can do this thing. Through Him the foundation of the earth was laid. Through Him the heavens were formed by His hands. Through Him He will change them all unto His own glory. Through Him He shall usher in the unending years in order that we might live with Him forever. When someone has this kind of power, you can trust that he not only has the power to save, but in order to usher in, to institute means of grace, in order to deliver you the forgiveness we find upon the cross of Christ. This day focuses us upon the word of Christ, the speaking of God through the mouth of this one who was born as a child. And so we do. He says, "And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.' This Jesus has given us the Mass, the Eucharist, the Lord's Supper, his Passover meal, in order that we might eat his true flesh and drink his true blood, so that we might receive the new covenant from him. This covenant is not one where we must work in order to win our salvation. This covenant is where Jesus has worked to win it all for us. He shall be our God, and we shall be his people." And so we are. So we look to this Christ, and we look to his Mass, his Christ Mass, in order to eat and drink the salvation from our sins, the forgiveness of all that we have done wrong, will do wrong, are thinking about doing wrong. We come to this altar in this new covenant, and we are forgiven. For this is what the mouth of the Lord has spoken, and this is what he will do. This is what the prophets prophesied for, that the Christ would be our peace as we eat and drink him to his glory and to our hope in the resurrection to come, when Christ has finally, finally returned to this world in his visible human body. We have this hope now, this Christmas, and may then this Christmas hope guide us ever in the hope that leads us to everlasting life with Jesus Christ. For this we say, Merry Christmas. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Hi, this is Pastor Louis Polzin. I'm glad you've joined us as we've made our way through the Scriptures. If you're looking to learn more about God's Word, please listen to my other podcast with co-host Pastor Daniel Price at boarsinthevineyard.com. If you're in the Bemidji, Minnesota area and you're looking for a new church home or just have questions, I encourage you to contact us at Trinity in Bemidji at 218-444-4441. The Lord Jesus Christ be with you now and always.